Oh, pick of the blizzard. Perk test. It didn't get it, don't worry. Perk test. So the last few weeks we were discussing the sugya of the fourth day of creation, which was the sun and the moon and whatever. Now we're moving on to the next part of the story of Bryas HaOlam, the fifth day of creation. So now we're going to speak about what Hashem created. This perek is going to speak about what Hashem, the animals that Hashem created on the fifth day of creation. And then it's also going to talk about different things that historically happened on Thursday, the fifth day of the week, Thursday. And then it's going to go back to things that Hashem created on the fifth day of creation. And then the next perek is completely tangential. There's a whole medrashic explanation to the story of Yonah, where Yonah got swallowed up by a big fish, whatever. So it's somewhat related to the fifth day of creation. And then afterwards, we go to the sixth day of creation in Perek Yudalef. But, so Perek Tes, we start talking about what Hashem created on the fifth day of creation. Just as a general background, the way Chazal look at things, there's five types of creations besides man that exist in the world. There's the Behema and Chaya, which more or less, Behema means domesticated animal and Chaya means wild animal. And for a lot of halachas and ways of looking at things, Behema and Chaya is really the same type of thing. It's one category, Behema or Behema and Chaya. And then there's Dagim, which is fish, which is what Chazal call fish, is anything that lives in the sea, that's called a fish. Chazal don't make distinctions between if it's a crustacean or it's a crab or it's a jellyfish, or if it's a sea fish or swordfish, or if it's a whale or if it's a dog. All these things, they live in the water, it's called a fish. Next, actually I just skipped one. There's birds. Birds are things that fly. In zoology, they have different definitions for birds. If it has feathers, it's a bird. It could be also, Chazal will be asking to that, I'm not sure, but turkey.
Hunting birds.
We're gonna discuss that. But like, let's say turkeys don't fly, but they consider, everyone agrees that they're called a bird because they have wings and have feathers. So birds. So we have behema, chaya, oif, dagim, and the last one are shrotzim, insects, which the nafkamina for us, what we can eat, was a certain type of grabbers that this is you're allowed to eat. Fine. So the first two categories, behema and chaya, were not created on the fifth day of creation. They were created on the sixth day of creation. They're kilo more advanced creations. They're more similar to man, which was created on the sixth day of creation. So on the fifth day of creation, we're just talking about birds, fish, and insects. Behema, oif, dagim, and what we're going to call shratzim or chagavim. So let's read it. Bachamishi, on the fifth day of creation, hishritz min amayim kol min oif. On the fifth day of creation, all types of birds crawled out of the waters. That's how I'm translating the word hishritz.
Yeah,
thanks. Art school translates the word hishritz as teeming. Others translate it, I'm not sure exactly, but I think that's the most appropriate translation.
The word is
Sheret, they're crawling, like crawled out. That's what they do. Zuchar min akevus, male birds and female birds. The Radal points out that all these things we're going to talk about, we're always going to say Hashem created the male ones and the female ones. We speak it out by all of them, except for when we're going to talk about Hashem creating man, and when we talk about Hashem creating the Levyasan. According to Perek Yudalef Lezer, there was only one Levyasan that Hashem created. It wasn't a male or female, like the Gemara says. It was only one. Hashem only created one Levyasan. But it was Zoch and Keva, Tohareim Utameim, pure birds and impure birds, kosher birds and non-kosher birds. Fine. So the Medrash says like this. We're going to get into a little bit of a halachic discussion about all these types of animals. Birds are tohar with two simonim. Meaning there's two things about a bird that if it has these two things, then you know it's a kosher bird. The truth is that the Torah doesn't talk about any simanim when it comes to birds. The Torah just lists off, both in Parshas Shemini and Parshas Re'eh, the Torah gives a list of what birds are not kosher. And then everything else is kosher. So we have to figure out, Chazal figured out what's the common denominator of all the birds that are not kosher, then we can learn out that, that the rest of the birds are indeed kosher. So Chazal said let's say the way Pirkei Elazar brings it down, there's two simanim, two signs that if a bird has this, you know it's for sure kosher. What are these two simanim? The zepek uva kukuba niklaf. A zepek is what's called a crop of a bird. It's sort of like a stomach. It's a crop. And the kurkuban, you know what kurkuban is? Mm-hmm. The kurkuban is the gizzard of Oz. The kurkuban, it's a gizzard. Right? So if it has a crop and a gizzard that's niklaf, it's peelable, meaning you could take your finger and you could peel the outer layer of the crop and the gizzard, then you know it's a kosher animal. If it's not peelable, then you know that it doesn't have that simen. I meant to bring pictures, but I wasn't able to be misadrate, but malasot. But Rabbi Eliezer says be'etz ba'yisera, that it has an extra finger, meaning basically birds usually look like this. They have like three fingers like this, and then the kosher ones have sort of like another thing like sticking out. Actually, like more like in the back of their leg, like this, something like that. So Rabbi Eliezer says, no, not just zepek and kurkuban niklaf, but it also has to have an etzba yisera. And if it has these three simanim, then you know it's a kosher bird. Now the truth is that it sounds like from the medrash, you know. First they're saying two, and then Rabbi Eliezer adds a third. In the Gemara, it doesn't sound like that. The Gemara says, the Mishnayis, the Mishnah, Misachas Chulin, and Daf Nuntes, I believe it's on Daf Nuntes, yeah. Daf Nuntes, it puts all three together. Kol Sheyesh by Etzba Yisera, Vezepek, Vukugwana Niglaf, Tar. It needs three. It's not like two and then there's a machoikas. It sounds like it needs three. But apparently, as the Radal points out, it seems like from Pirkei Avot that there's some sort of machoikas whether it needs an etzba yisera or not. But in our Mishnah, we don't have such a machoikas. There's another point that comes up in the Gemara that Pirkei Avot doesn't seem to mention it. That the Mishnah also says there has to be any deiris. It's not a predatory bird. It's not predatory. It doesn't, the way there's a Sefer Sichas Chulin, which is like pictures and explanations of different things in the Metzius of how animals work out. He explains that Darius means that it holds onto the animal while it's eating from it and it eats it while it's alive, as opposed to, let's say, just killing whatever its prey is and then eating it. An animal that's Darius starts eating it while it's alive. So the Mishnah says if an animal is dairis, then you know it's tummy. So there should really be four simanim when we're talking about a bird. One, that it's zepek niklaf, kurkuban niklaf, etzba yisera, and this, that it's not dairis. And in fact, Tosis even say that inu dairis is special because there's a Tosis in Chulin that says that if it's in a deris, then you don't have to check if it has all the other simanim. You can assume that it's good. But it sounds like in the Gemara, that from the Mishnah, that there's four simanim. What happened to in a deris? So I think the Pshat is, if you look good in the Lashon of the Mishnah over there, the Mishnah says that kol oif deris tamei. Any bird that is attacks, it's tamei, kol sheyesh etzba yisera, vezepek, v'kukuban niklaf, tar. It breaks it up into like two categories. If it's deris, it's tamei. If it has these other three simanim, it's tar. The way to understand the Pasha Pshat, and Reb Chaim Brisker also says this actually, in Hilchos Machalos Tesuris, he's trying to answer other questions, but really, it's just Pasha to answer how to understand all of this, that deris is a simen that it's tamei. These three things are, if it has deris, it's automatically tummy. If it has these three simani tara, that's simen that it's tar. We don't say that any deris is a simen that it's tar. Eini Duris is just a lack of a simen that it's tummy. It sounds lumdish. It's a lumdish thing that we're not getting into why you have to create this distinction. This over here in Pasha Pshat, it makes sense, a lot of sense, this distinction, because we didn't pick it up as it didn't mention Eini Duris, because we don't care about Eini Duris. Eini Duris is just a lack of a simen that it's a non-kosher bird. It's not a simen that it is a kosher bird. Fine. Reading weiter. Ushne mine oifes nivchru lekarbon v'ayla. There's two types of birds that were chosen by Kodesh Baruch Hu to be able to be brought as a korban and as a oila. Elohein, these are the two types of birds. Tarim and bnei yan. Right? Turtle doves and what is it? Turtle doves and pigeons. Which one is which? I don't remember. You remember which one is which? I don't remember.
I think
bnei yan. Is
turtle dove?
It's
a dove. That's how it's normally translated.
Yeah, yan is dove. Okay, I don't remember. It's interesting, Lashon, is that they were chosen. What?
Between the both animals. I don't see any difference.
They're two types of birds.
No. If you saw them next to each other, you would see they're different?
What's the difference between a dove and a pigeon?
There's a clear difference.
Yeah?
When you look at them, you'll see. Right? If I have something at home, I'll show
you. We call it a single word in Portuguese. We don't do it. Except for the color.
Really?
Yeah, similar. Color, everything is the same thing.
Interesting, but there's halachic differences between Tarim and Bnei Yonah, because Tarim is only kosher when it's older, and Bnei Yonah is only kosher when it's younger. Right, the Gemara says something like that. If its neck starts getting yellow, so that's a siman that it's getting older, something like that. I don't remember exactly how it works. What exactly the ages are? But it's an interesting lashon that Pirkei Avot says Nivchur the Karban va'Oila. They were chosen for Karban and for an Oila. Pashas. That means that they were chosen. There's only two types of korbanos that you can bring a bird for: a chatas and an oila. So pashas, what it means is lo korban, meaning for a chatas, v'oila, and for a korban oila. But then the Radal says, but why is a korban chatas called stam korban, and the oila called the oila? Why would we say it like that? So the Radal suggests maybe changing the girsa and taking out the vav. So nivchu le korban oila, chosen as a korban oila. And he wants to say that maybe it means that it doesn't mean korban oila as a burnt offering, as the way we know the expression korban oila. Rather, in this context, korban oila would mean literally a korban that's oila that goes up on the mizbech. Or he says that we know that there's a halacha that a guy could only bring a korban oila. A guy can't bring a korban shlamim or a korban chatas. They won't accept it in the Beis HaMikdash. But there's different explanations why, because a goy can only do things for himself, so if he's bringing a korban that he gets to eat from it, so we don't look at it like he's bringing a korban to Hashem. It's just a different way for him to eat to eat a piece of meat or something. But if he brings a korban oila, which is completely burnt, so that way we let a goy bring. So it could be that we're speaking dafka about a korban oila because even for a goy, there's a certain type of korban. And then the Radal says it's not pashit. If there's halacha that you can only bring a Torah and a Bnei Yonah as a korban, that applies to a guy as well or not. Okay. But that's the sugi of birds. Next, Bachamishi Hishvitz bin Amayim Kol Min Dogim. On the fifth day of creation, all types of fish crawled from the waters. So Chor Min Akevis, male fish and female fish. Tameim, Notahari. Kosher fish and non-kosher fish. Bishnei simonim hemetayim. You can see that a fish is tar with two signs. Bisnapir v'kaskasas. If it has fins and it has scales. V'im lav hemtameim. If the fish doesn't have fins or scales, it's tummy. That's a shligel redundant, because we just said with two simonim it's tar. That tells you that if it doesn't have it, then it's tummy. Like by the birds, we didn't say, oh, if it doesn't have these things, it's automatically tummy. And by chagovim, we're not going to say the same thing, that if it doesn't have the simanim, then it's tummy. Here, Dafka says that if it doesn't have it, it's tummy. The Radal says, it's coming to teach you an interesting thing. That like I mentioned in the beginning, Chazal called what's called a fish? Chazal understood that a fish is anything that lives in the water. That's called a fish. So if you had some sort of cow, let's say, that somehow lived in the water, yeah, and you say to me, look, this cow lives in the water, it chews its cud, has split feet, so I can eat it, right? No, it lives in the water, it has the status of a fish. A fish is only kosher if it has fins and scales. Anything that lives in the water, only if it's only kosher if it has fins and scales. Even if it has other simanim that, or let's say you have some sort of animal creature in the water that looks like a bird, and Itaka has a gizzard and a crop or whatever, and the etzbeiser, all these things, and it has the simanim like a kosher bird, that doesn't matter. It lives in the water, it has to have the simanim of a fish. It can't have other simanim to become tar.
It's a very strange animal. It looks like a duck and it's dark and
That looks like what?
It has like a beak like a duck, but it's like...
Platypus? Duck-billed platypus.
Yeah, I think it is. And it's very weird.
Tasmanian.
A Tasmanian devil.
Is it a whatever? I don't know what it is. It's what is it?
They're very good at eating insects. They eat termites.
Yeah?
Eating termites. Fish, I never even gave them thought to them being female.
Yeah, sure, there's the fish that lays the eggs, and then there's
it's mentioned that I can understand it, but when you eat foods or cows, we know the female cow. Aren't we?
Ox meat, I don't know.
Or it's just, or
I think ox meat. I think ox meat is supposed to be like very tough. That's why people don't eat it.
Either it's been neutered or female. I forget.
So Zimora, if you eat, one of the bad things that you shouldn't eat. A couple of things that are bad for you if you eat it. Yeah. Ox meat is like one of them.
Yeah.
If you eat the cow, the meat of a shore, it's not good for you.
Right.
So Zimora,
okay, but fish we don't distinguish.
Right.
Don't by chickens, we don't eat the rooster. We're not going to eat the rooster.
Yeah?
Yeah, we just don't. You don't buy a rooster.
Okay. I never checked.
No, but we don't even think about it with fish.
Yeah.
Okay.
Interesting.
That's why you say it.
Oh,
it says.
Yeah,
it
says
that.
They have them both.
Interesting.
Yonah. The pshat is, I'm right now, I'm in Yonah. The pshat is actually swallowed by two whales.
You're learning Yonah right now?
Learning Yonah, yeah. So according to Rashi. And the Rada.
It says Dag and it says Daga.
Daga, Dag, and Daga. Why is it two different things? Why is there a hail in one? So the pshat is, it was swallowed by a zakar. There's lots of room in there. So he was like, it was a little luxury. He wasn't praying to get out. So the Hashem had this zakar spit him out into an akeba where there's children. So he's all cramped because of the children in there. So now he's really cramped. So now he has to pray to get out.
So we're going to learn Matz Hashem in Perek Yud, in Perek Yud Abelezer, that he doesn't learn the story like that.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. Huh? Perek Yud, the whole Perek Yud is gonna be about Yonah and the whole story, whatever. We'll see. You'll probably especially appreciate it because you're learning Yonah.
I've seen a couple times in the
Mefarshim.
In the Mefarshim, there I'm learning four Mefarshim talking about
the Okay, let's go right there. Bachamishi Hishwitz min Amayim Kol Minei Chagovim. On the fifth day of creation, all types of grasshoppers crawled out of the waters. Zuchorim and Akevis, male grasshoppers and female grasshoppers, Tumeim and Tahoim, kosher grasshoppers and non-kosher grasshoppers. Or, I think that in this context it just means all shrotzim. We're not necessarily talking about Chagavim in particular, we're talking about all shrotzim. B'shnei simonim hen mitayim. Grasshoppers are tahor with two simonim. B'chorayim arukim, if it has long jumping legs, Shibahin makapitzin ala oretz, that they could use those legs to jump on the ground. Ubekinofayim machasin is kol guf. I have to have wings that cover the whole body. That's what it says in Pirkei Avos.
Now, very simple, right? Because Friday was just a social one around the block.
Yeah.
Sounds like every grasshopper there is see
everything. If you look in the Psukim, in Parshas Shemini, it doesn't really say it like that, the way it says it over here. It says, well, it does give the names, but it says, this is what you could eat. From all the sherets oif, if it goes on four legs, and it has these jumping legs above its legs, to jump on the land, etc. So the pasuk says that it's only if it has four legs plus these two jumping legs. Pirkei Avos didn't mention anything about the four legs. It just said if it has these two jumping legs. Also, the Mishnah in Chulin, the same Mishnah, I believe, it says, Ubachagavim, we're talking about grasshoppers, Kloshesh Arba Raglayim, if it has four legs, Ba'arba Knafayim, and four wings, Ba'kartzulim, and Kartzulim are like long legs to jump. In modern Hebrew, Kartzul means ankle. I know that because I sprained my ankle last winter.
You said four wings?
Four wings. Yeah.
We also didn't mention that. And the wings have to cover rove of the body. So here we said that the wings have to cover all of the body, and the Mishnah says rove of the body.
Which is a stereo because the head, but part of the body, a wing can cover.
Okay, maybe it doesn't mean the head. Maybe it just means the goof, meaning like the main part of the body.
Yeah, here it says the whole body, and there it says.
So here and in the Pesukim it says that if it has four legs. So why doesn't it say four legs over here? So the Radal says that four legs is not part of the simonim that say that a grasshopper is tahor. Four legs tells you that it's a sheretz. If it doesn't have four legs, it's not even called a sheretz. It's called something else. Could mean it's not kosher. But it wouldn't have, let's say, there's certain lavim that you, when you eat a sheretz, you get this lavim. The Gemara in Makkah says, like, if you eat a sheretz, you can get like five lavim or something. So it's different lavim. But if it doesn't have four legs, it's not a sheretz b'chol. That's where the Radal says it. So we're first assuming that you have four legs. Then you want to say that it's tahor. So where does the simanim that it's tahor if it has these long jumping legs and it has the knafayim that cover the goof?
The knafayim that cover the goof, does that mean that they're capable of covering the goof? There's enough area to cover the goof? Or they mamish have to cover it? I don't know what that looks like.
Okay, so we'll discuss that in a moment. First, we're going to continue talking about the four legs over here. The Radal brings a Teres Kainim. It says in the Teres Kainim in Parashat Shemini, Rabbi Omer, Kol Sheretz Ha'if Asher Loi Arba Raglayim Tomei Hu Lachem. That's a pasuk. Im Yesh L'Chameish Harezah Tahar. If it has four, if you have a Sheretz that has four legs, the Torah says that you're not allowed to eat it. Says Rabbi, but if it has five, Tahar. So that seems to say that a sheretz that has five legs is not called a sheretz. I don't know if it means that you're allowed to eat it, but it means that it's not necessarily called a sheretz. It does say tahar. That does sound like you're allowed to eat it. But if what we're saying is, so if what we're saying is true, that four legs is the simon that it's a sheretz, and then you need this simonim on top of that to say that it's a tahar type of sheretz. So the Radal says that would be good, but Rebbe is saying that if it has five, it's not even called a sheretz.
What would have five legs? It's also very strange.
Yeah.
They have one extra. Usually things go,
so in nature goes symmetrical. Well, okay, let's say about six. We'll be with six.
So most insects are six.
Most insects are six?
That's why whenever I read this in this is Arba, and I'm always curious, ants have six. Flies, bees, wasps, most insects.
Most insects have six. Most, like, and then spiders have eight, right?
Spiders have eight. And I was trying to think to myself, there's
centipedes. Centipedes have 10.
Hagavim.
No, centipedes have 10, 100, right? 100?
Yeah.
Do they really have 100?
Then there's different ones. But Hagavim have four.
Four legs.
Grasshoppers have four legs.
Grasshoppers have four legs plus these two jumping legs? Is that how it works?
No.
No?
Those two
four altogether?
Two of their four.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not sure about grasshoppers, but I know all of them have six.
We're saying that it has to have four legs plus two more. I wanted to bring the picture book.
The green ones are also equal, so grasshoppers now. It's different kind of.
Well, praying mantis?
Yeah, the green thin one.
The one that looks like it has like a beard and it's like dominating?
What?
The praying mantis? Remember.
It looks like a geological kind of thing. It jumps also, like it's green.
Yeah.
The one,
why do you say it has to have four and two?
That's what the Mishnah says.
In my living room the other day. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of legs. It's not all four. Maybe grasshoppers like what they call the ones that fly and eat grass and destroy it.
So the Radal wants to say that it could be that what the Toras Kohanim means that if it has five legs, it could become tahor if it has these simanim, but not that it's automatically tahor.
What do you mean by five legs? It's an abomination, right? Something.
Yeah.
Something wrong. So I'll picture Rabbi Chaim Kanevsky, like saying a bracha without Shem Hashem on a chicken with four legs. The other day, it was some.
Whatever. Yeah, I saw about it.
Yeah.
But Moshe, it was from the mirror. In the mirror's chicken coop, they found a bird that has four legs, and they brought it to Rav Chaim Kanievsky. He said, I think he said it was a trefa, and then they asked if you have to make a Baruch Mishana Brias on it. He said that we don't find that he's supposed to say Baruch Mishana Brias on a bird, but apparently he made the bracha anyways without Shem
Malchus.
Yeah. The mirror said. A little more confused that the mirror is a chicken coop.
If you want to feed 6,000 people and they serve fleishigs two, three times a week. But the mirror guys are farmers, no? But there's an interesting story they say about Rav Chaim Kanievsky. When Rav Chaim Kanievsky was learning the sugyas of grasshoppers, so he wanted to check out a certain point in the nukud in the mitzvahs of how a certain grasshopper is or whatever. And apparently, a grasshopper, that exact type of grasshopper, jumped into through his window when he was learning the sugya, and he looked and he saw the thing and he was able to learn it properly. But then, sometime later, he wanted to clarify another nukud or whatever, and the same thing happened again. The grasshopper jumped into his window, and he was able to see it. So I don't know if the story is true or not, but they don't say it about U of V. But Rav Chaim Kanievsky wrote a whole sefer about halachos of kuntres, about halachos of grasshoppers, called Karnei Chagavim. And in Karnei Chagavim in Simon Tess, he actually discusses this kash of the Radal. Without getting into it, he says that we don't hold on this drasha of Rebbe. The Rebbe says that only if it has arba raglayim and not chamesh, because. We don't say that four comes to exclude five, because there's a Gemara in Menachos. The Gemara in Menachos discusses what happens if you have a beged that has five corners. So is it chayv in tzitzis or not? So the Gemara has different stadim. Mem gimel and beis. So the Gemara comes out that a beged that has five corners is also chayv in tzitzis, because included in five is four. It's four, just it has an extra. So if a sheretz has four legs, but also has an extra leg, that's also called a sheretz.
So with a five cornered garment, do you have to put tzitzis on all five?
I'm not sure. I think so, but I'm not sure.
It sounds like it.
Could be. And if there's only four, so which four? Which is the side that doesn't get? I don't know. But so that's one. Okay, so the other nukud, what you were asking before about that it has to have wings that cover the body. So the Mishnah says that it has to have wings that cover the body completely. That covers rev of the body. The lashon of the Mishnah was katzulim v'knafayim v'katzulim v'knaf v'chayvin is rubay. That the wing has to cover rev of it. Over here, in Pirkei Avot Ezra, it says that the knafayim has to be cover the whole thing. So the beer, the bias of Gadol, you guys have on the bottom, he says that he brings this Gemara also. He doesn't say anything about it. But the Radal says that could be that what it means is that Rubei Kukula. It means really the halach of the Mishnah is true that you only need it only has to, the wings have to only cover rav of the goof. And here when Pirkei Avot Ezra says that it covers the whole thing, it means it has to cover rav of it. And once it covers rav of it, we have a rule in halacha that if you have rav of something, it's as if you have the whole thing. So it's as if it's covering the whole thing, but it's not really. That's where the Radal answers up the question from the Mishnah, between the Mishnah and the Pirkei Avot Ezra. But there's one more nekuda about the wings covering the goof of the animal, the goof of the grasshopper. The Gemara Maseches Avodah Zarah. The Gemara Maseches Avodah Zarah discusses this that we said that has to the wings have to cover roiv of the goof of the grasshopper. I'm going into this because you don't, nobody really discusses these things. Because to us it's like not nagel ma'isa, so it's more geschmack to like learn about things that you don't hear about usually. But does it have to really cover roiv of it, or does it have to cover roiv hanirale nayin? Means there's two types of roiv. There's roiv that's, let's say, 51%. That's already roiv. That's one thing. Then there's roiv that, without taking a ruler and measuring and seeing, is it covering 51% or is it not? With a naked eye, you should be able to tell that it's already covering roiv of it. It's more than it's going to be more than roiv. It's not. It could be. It's a subjective measurement, and then you have to figure out what most people consider covering most of it. What most people will be able to ascertain that it's considering that it's covering most of it. But does it have to be roiv exactly, or does it have to be even more than roiv? Roiv is nearly nine. The naked eye that it's apparent that it's more than roiv. So the Gemara brings two different studim. Two opinions. Chaim Kanevsky in that sefer, in Karnei Chagavim, which literally means the horns of grasshoppers, and Simin Ches discusses why would it need to be Rav and Nirlei Naim? If it's Rav, it's Rav. Why does it have to be Rav and Nirlei Naim? So he has two ways of understanding this opinion. Lamaisa, we don't pass it like this opinion anyways. We hold that Rav is Rav, and that's all you need. But at least that's what Chaim Kanevsky says, but a lot of other places say it also. But what's according to the opinion that it has to be Rav Nirlei Naim, why should it have to be Rav Nirlei Naim? So Rav Chaim Kanevsky brings two explanations. One is like this: we have a halacha by shechita, right? So when you shecht a bird or an animal, so there's two pipes in the throat. There's the kana and the veshet, the windpipe, the food pipe, right? So by an animal, you have to shecht roiv of both pipes. By a bird, you have to shecht roiv of one pipe. So what's called roiv? Roiv usually means 51%. But there's a halacha in regard to shechita that it has to be roiv and nearly nine. It has to be more than 51%. It has to be obvious to the naked eye that you shechted roiv of that pipe. We're talking about birds, roiv of one. We're talking about animals, roiv of two. So, Rav Chaim Kanevsky says that could be that this is the same thing as that. Over here, when we say that you need Rav Anir Lainayim, that the wings cover Rav of the goof, it's similar to over there by Shechita, where it has to be not just Rav, as a Rav Anir Lainayim. And then he says that would get into Machlikas over there by Hilchot Shechita, it's a Machlikas if it's a Halacha Dereisa or Derabanan that's Rav Anir Lainayim, or if it's Dereisa that it needs to be Rav Anir Lainayim. Or if it's Derbanan and really Midrabanan, Rav is good enough. It could be over here too. You would only need it Midrabanan. Or is the Pshat that, no, that's part of the Simen. Part of the Simen is that it has to be that the wings cover Rav of the goof. Rav and Nirlanayim of the goof. That's part of the Simen. It's not like a new halacha. If it's not that, then it's a different type of a chagav. That's not the type of chagav that the Torah said is mutar. So it would be also Derezo. So he discusses, Rav Chaim Kanevsky discusses, would the requirement of having it be Rav Anir Lainayim of the goof, would that be a Halacha D'Oraisa or a Halacha D'Rabbanan? Okay, fine. What time is it? You have the time?
5:30.
5:30. Fine. Let's go weiter. V'elu shesharetzu min amayim, all these creatures that climbed out of the waters, dagim v'chagavim, for example, fish and grasshoppers, ne'acholin shalei b'shchita, they're eaten without shchita. You don't have to shecht a fish when you eat it, and you don't have to shecht a grasshopper when you eat it. Aval ha'oif, ein ne'achol ela b'shchita. But a bird, you can only eat a bird with shchita. The Gemara has a machlokes if shchitas oif min haTorah, if shchitas oif is not min haTorah. The Gemara actually says that Rabbi Elazar happens to hold that shchita is chiyuv midareisa. Midareisa is you have to shecht the bird. Some people hold that it's min haTorah, but and the Radal says that oh Rabbi Elazar is lishitasa because it sounds like from here that it's a chiyuv midareisa. Okay, I'm not sure if that's true. That sounds like that from here, but. But well, it could be that that's Allah Darbanan. Einu Nechol Ela B'Shchita Midarbanan. I don't know why he sees over here that it's more Daraisa. I'm not sure. Einu Shenevru Min Amayim. All these things that are created from the waters. Doma Nishpach Kamayim. Their blood can be spilled on the floor like water. Einu Shenevru Min Oretz. Doma Likoseis Be'ofar. All these animals that are created from the land, they have to be, you have to cover their blood with dirt. But this line in the Pirkei of the Blizzard is somewhat problematic.
It's kind of funny. I did once kisui adam in a chicken. It was the shot.
Oh. Good. So, first of all, let's say what is kisui adam? Kisui adam is a mitzvah d'oraisa. The Torah says that when you shecht, you have to cover the blood. Right? So when you shecht, what type of things require the blood to be covered? So the halacha is that this is one of the instances where there's a difference between a behema and a chaya. Behema, you don't have to shecht, you don't have to cover the blood. A chaya, you have to cover the blood. That's one nekuda. Bird, you have to cover the blood. Now we're saying over here that fish and chagavim, their blood. Their blood is you don't have to cover it because they're created from the water, so their blood can be spilled on the floor like water and they don't have to be covered. But this which is created from the land, their blood is not spilled on the like water, and therefore things which are created from the land, I think the way you have to read it is like this: things that are created from the land, there are cases where you have to cover the blood, not by a behemoth but by a chaya. Now you're asking a good question, Rabbi Epstein. But we just said before that birds are created from the water. So why do you have to do kisui adam on birds? It's a good question. And the Radal asks the question. And the Radal says that there's a mistake over here in the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, and he wants to offer a different reading. What? The Radal in the end of Yud Aleph. What? I'll read it to you. Kirsas HaSefer Tamua. It's wondrous. Darei Oif B'yasim in a Mayim. Because you're not going to Pirkei Rabbi Elazar Reish Pirkin. Birds are created from the water, like we said in the beginning of the parak. If you skip the parentheses, it says, Akenir Nochen Sheish Kan Chisarin V'tol Sefer. It appears to me that there's something lacking and there's a mistake in writing it down. V'kain Tzarech Lamed. This is what it's supposed to say. These creatures which are created from the water, then you can eat their blood like water. Meaning, by fish, there's no halacha. You don't have to salt fish because there's no halacha of malicha by fish because you're allowed to eat the blood of a fish. And the same thing by chagavim, the grasshoppers that it's mutter to eat, you're allowed to eat the blood of the grasshoppers that it's mutter to eat. But the elosh in every mina aretz, these creatures which are created from the aretz, daman osir b'achila, you're not allowed to eat the blood of animals that are created from the land, chutz min ha'oif, except for birds, that sha'afa b'shin, never me'ayat mayim, even though birds are created from the waters, daman osir b'achila, it's osir to eat the blood of birds. V'loy oid, and not only this, Ela shetoron l'chaseisei b'afar. Not only is it also to eat the blood of birds, but you also there's an extra chiyuv incumbent upon you that you have to cover the blood of birds when you shecht it. That's the way the Radal changes the gears over here in the Pirkei Avos Lazar. Because otherwise, why should birds be chayiv in Kisui Adam? Birds are created from the water, they're not created from the land. Huh? No, the Radal is not a Rishon. The Radal lived in the early 1800s. He goes with Mahalach of the Vilna Gaon that basically seems to be like, if it doesn't make sense, change the Gersa. Okay, maybe he had some Kisvei Yad, I'm not sure. I never really got to the bottom of that question, but Lumaisa, I think I have a little bit of a way of understanding what the Pirkei Avos Lazar is saying.
Maybe just giving a different reading, not a different Gersa. Not change the word, giving a different understanding of the
word. In Parsha Shemini, it says in the Torah, the end of Parsha Shemini. By the way, the second last pasuk of Parsha Shemini says, "Zeis teras habehema va'oif." This is the laws of a behema and a oif, v'chol nefesh achaya, and all living things. Harameses b'moyim, the crawl around in the waters. Chol nefesh hasheretzes alaretz, and all the crawling things that crawl around on the land. Right. So here the Torah says all four categories that we just discussed. Behema, which we said behema and chai is the same, at least for this. Oif, dag, and sheretz. Now we know that the Gemara brings psukim that dag does not need shechita, because it says im kol bakar im kol tzin yishachit le, where is it? Chaf zayin of the Im is called Hatzena Bakar Yishachet Lahem, Im is called the Gay Ayom Yael Seif Lahem. So it sounds like when Klal Yisrael was complaining that they want meat, whatever, so Hashem said, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Hatzena Bakar Yishachet Lahem, are you going to shecht for them cattle and sheep? Im is called the Gay Ayom Yael Seif Lahem, are you going to gather for them all the fish of the sea? But it didn't say shechting fish in the sea. So for Mirchaz, I'll say that fish doesn't need shechita. So we know on one side, behema for sure needs shechita, fish doesn't need shechita. And in the middle, the pasuk said, "Zeis teres habehema v'ha'oif, v'chol nefesh chaya harameses b'mayim." It says behema, dagim, and then in the middle it mentions oif. So Gemara says, is oif like behema that it needs shechita, or is oif like dagim that it doesn't need shechita? And then the Gemara brings all kinds of different, tries to bring different rayas back and forth. Do birds need shechita or not need shechita? In fact, we said before, there's an opinion that birds only need shechita midbara, not midoraisa. So Agav, the last pasuk in Parashat Shemini says, "L'havdil ben atamei v'en atahar uven achaya hanachelas uven achaya asher lo yiseyochel." To make a difference between that which is pure and which is impure, and that which animals which could be eaten and animals which cannot be eaten. The Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchos Machalos Asuras, says that this pasuk is a mitzvah essay. It's a mitzvah essay that says that you should know the simanim of an animal. So right now we're being mekayim a mitzvah essay of lahavdil ben atamei ben atar. We're handling different simanim of how to make an animal kosher. So the Gemara says like this. This is Chulin Daf Chav Zayin Amid Beis. Darish Avigliloya. This guy Avigliloya made a drush like this. Behema shenivris min hayabasha, an animal which is created from the dry land. Hechshir b'shnei simanim. The Torah said that you're allowed to eat it with two simanim. Dogim shenivris min hamayir b'shnei simanim. Like, look, fish which are created from the waters are created are mutter with nothing. Oif shenivris min harekak hechshir b'simin achad. Make a pshar. Birds which are created from the rakak, which we're going to translate as mud, is going to be in between fish and animals. Animals, you need to shecht both pipes in the throat in order for it to be kosher. Fish, you don't need any shechita b'chlal. Birds, which is in the middle, it was created from the mud, which mud is ground and water together. Fish, all you need to do is shecht one simen. It's a compromise. Yeah. So it comes out from the Gemara that what? Birds are created from what? Water or from the ground?
Both.
Both. So I think that's the pshat in the Pirkei Avos over here. Things that are created, let's say like this, things that are only created from the waters, then damanish b'kamayim. Then you could spill their blood like water, you don't have to cover it. But things that are created from the ground, included things that are also created from the waters, but also from the ground, like fish, like birds. Then you have to, then there's instances where you have to cover the blood, like birds. That's how I would read the Pirkei Avos in light of this Gemara.
Very good.
Nice. The Chizkuni brings in Parshas Bereishis. The Chizkuni brings a steer and psukim. If steer and mashmos of the psukim were birds created from the ground, from the ground or from the water, and the Chizkuni, not like the Gemara. The Gemara says that it's from mud. The Chizkuni answers by saying some birds are created from the ground and some birds are created from the water.
You read
what?
I just read from Chuli. Was the Mishnah or the Gemara?
There's a Gemara.
What does the Mishnah say?
The Mishnah.
Does it bring also the difference between the Ochus and the Behemoth?
Yes, that's what the Mishnah
talks about.
The Mishnah says Hashayich et echad ba'oif v'shnayim b'behemah shchitas ekshera. If you shecht one pipe by an oif and two by behemah shchitas ekshera. Now you're probably wondering why does it say like Lashon Bidyavid? It should say that's what you're supposed to do. Okay, that's what the Gemara discusses. But
Bidyavid, if you do two for
a behemoth,
that doesn't make sense.
Alright, there's only two. So the Chizkuni says that some birds are created like this. Like I guess like pigeons, you don't usually see pigeons by the sea. There's some birds that are associated with water. Let's say ducks. Duck is a bird, but ducks hang out in the water. Or seagulls. They don't go in the water, but they hang around by the water. They're called seagulls. By the way, if a seagull hung out by the bay, what would it be called?
Bagel?
Bagel. Al-Kopanim. So that's what the Chizkuni says. Some birds were created from this, some birds were created from this. Rabbeinu Chaim Paltiel, in Parshas Baal Leisla, it's the Talmud of Maram Rutenberg. Rabbeinu Chaim Paltiel, Parshas Baal Leisla, seems to go with this mahal. Some birds were created from the sea, some birds were created from the land. So he says, so birds that were created from the sea, why do they need shechita? They should be like fish. So he says that kilu there's a kilu mishum ma'as ayin. A bird is a bird. Oh, bird, no.
A fish was created from the mine.
No. Let's say a duck. A duck hangs out in the water, but it doesn't live in the water.
Needs water to live.
A seahorse is a horse that lives in the water.
Ducks?
Okay, not really, but
ducks. It's a bird.
Look, Al-Kupan, Rabbeinu Chaim Paltiel says that there's an Indian of Myers Ayin over here. So even birds that look like that were created from the water, even though you would think like Me'ikar Din, they don't need Shechita because they're like fish somewhat in some ways. Because he says fish were created from water, doesn't need Shechita. But he says Afal Pikin, all birds need Shechita. All these things are not going like the Gemara. The Gemara says it was created from mud. One more thing over here. I guess we'll finish. What time is it? It's late, no?
8:10.
Okay, so we'll finish with this one Nakuda over here. It's interesting. It comes out according to Pirkei Eliezer. Why are birds and chayas chayev in kisoy adam? It sounds like because they're created from the arts. That's why birds and chayas are chayev in kisoy adam. There's other midrashim bring other reasons why birds and chayas are chayev in kisoy adam. You heard this? What are you laughing at? You still laughing at the bagels? there's a story by what's it called? When Yitzchak was when Eliezer came to get Rivka as a shidduch for Yitzchak, so it says in the pasuk that she saw Yitzchak and she fell off the camel and she covered her hair, whatever, right? So Chazal said that when she fell off the camel, So she broke her basulim and the blood came out over there. And later on, when she married Yitzchak Lamaisa, so he saw she wasn't a basula. So they were choshed that Eliezer did something with her on the way, whatever. So what happened? So they brought her. They brought Yitzchak back to the place where she fell off the camel, and lo and behold, there were some. The way the Kolbo brings this story, there were some wild animals standing over there guarding the blood to make sure that nothing happens to them, no one comes and eats it, whatever. To show Yitzchak that really, you know, she didn't do anything wrong. It was a natural thing that when she fell off, her basilum came out. Right, mukasets. The Kolbo says that there were chayas. And that's what, and this is the Kolbo in the beginning of Hilchos Kisei Adam. And that's a chayas or zeichet and mitzvah of Kisei Adam, because they were there, watched over the besulim of Rivka. And why oifus? Why birds? So the Kolbo says that the birds, when Cain killed Hevel, so the birds showed Cain that you can like bury things underground to sort of like hide it. So that's what Cain realized, that people who get killed should be buried. So the birds were the ones that taught him. So therefore, the birds have a schus that when they get killed, their blood gets buried under the ground, under the dirt. That's what the Kolbo says. Other midrashim say that chayas and ofos were guarding the besulim of Rivka. Well, according to Pirkei de Belazer, that's not the reason why chayas and ofos get kisui adam. According to Pirkei de Belazer, it has to do with the fact that they were created from the aretz. So they're, when they die, they go back to the aretz, get kilu like that. What? Oh, so we're gonna see in a moment. We're gonna see in a moment why them is different. Could be.
One second.
Yeah.
I have a question for you. If Rivka Minu was 3.
Yeah.
And she lost with the Batul.
Yeah. She'll come back.
Right.
So if she was already 3, if she was already 3 years and 1 day, then yeah. Also, that's it's mochik as gemara and yivamis on daf. Samech Aleph Amud Beis. The Taisus and Yevamos brings the Machlekes if Rivka was 14 or 3. Rabbi Shmuel Chassid says she was 14. Api Seder Olam. No, not like Seder Olam. Kitzur Api the Sefri in Parshas Vezeis Abracha that says that she lived 127 years. Kitzur, that's what Taisus over there discusses, but. What was I saying? I forgot. Ah, right. So that's what the Kolbo says, and other Mefarshim say this also. The Chodor Zekenim and Parshas Chayisara, Parshas Chayisara. The Rekeach also in the Rekeach Agadol. They all say this, but according to Pirkei Avos, they can't say this. Pirkei Avos says that the reason why they have Kisei Adam is because they're created from the land. So I think that the pshat is the Pirkei de Blazer is l'shitasei. He says a different story in Perek Tazayin and Pirkei de Blazer, which Beretz Hashem we're going to see one day. He says that Yitzchak, they were chayshed Eliezer Stamazoy, they were chayshed him, and then Yitzchak went and he taka found the basulim of Rivka. It wasn't that she lost the basulim when she fell off the tree. Stam, they were chayshed him, and she was taka still a basul. So it's a different story. That Pirkei de Blazer never said anything about when she fell off the camel, the basulim came out. Al Gaponim, another thing that they say is that by behemoths and chayas, one of the main differences between a behemoth and a chaya is that a behemoth, there are behemoths that go on the mizbeach. In fact, most types of behemoths go on the mizbeach. Cows and sheep, whatever.
So something else is being done with the dung.
Exactly. Masha'en came by chayas, there's no chaya that goes on the mizbeach. And by oifus, there's only two. Only two out of hundreds of different types of birds. That doesn't justify saving all types of birds. That's basically the answer that they say. Api Kabbalah, there's a Sefer Benu Yoel on Parshas in Vayikra Yitzayin, was Parshas Shmini, which says that the Chayas and Oifas are like Malachim, because Malachim have like wings, and Malachim, there's types of Malachim that are called Chayas, Chayas Oifanim, whatever. So therefore you have to cover their blood also. I don't know what that means or where he's coming from or whatever, but there's such a concept as that. I think we will hold it for over this week. Thank you guys for coming.